Several years ago, 10 of us from the village went to take the preliminary imperial examination. Jing Yuding was the youngest and extremely humble. I told one of the applicants, Jin Po Fei, that this young man would definitely pass the examinations this year. Jin Po Fei asked how I could tell. I told him that only those who are humble receive good fortune. My friend, look at the 10 of us. Is there anyone as honest, generous, and never tries to come in first as Jing Yu? Do you see anyone as respectful, tolerant, careful, and humble as Jing Yu? Do you see anyone like Jing Yu who, when insulted, does not talk back, or when slandered, does not argue? Any person who can achieve such a level of humility will receive protection from the earth, spirits, and heavens. There is no reason he will not become prosperous. Sure enough, when the test results came out, Jing Yuding passed. End quote. 1 year, Mr. Liathon went with several other people to take the examination. Based on his observations of everyone, he commented to one of his companions that Jing Yuding, who was the most modest, would pass despite his young age. His companion, Jing Po Fei, asked how he could tell. Mr. Liathon said that only those who are modest will receive good fortune. He asked Mr. Fei to consider the 10 traveling companions. Was anyone else as loyal, honest, kind, sincere, and agreeable as Jing Yu? He explained that Jing Yu was respectful and modest, a rare person who remained undisturbed and tolerant even when others humiliated or offended him. Those with great tolerance possess tremendous good fortune. As predicted, Jing Yu passed the examination. From the book. 1 year in Beijing, I was staying with my childhood friend, Kai Chi Feng. I noticed that he always carried himself in a humble way, with a kind and accommodating appearance. He was not a bit arrogant, which was an immense change from his childhood ways. Kaija had a friend named Ian Li, who was straightforward and honest. Ji Yan often scolded him for his mistakes, but Kaija always accepted the accusations calmly without talking back. End quote. This refers to the year when Mr. Liao Fan was in the capital city with a friend named Taijia Thun. Mr. Liao Thun noticed that Mr. Thun had changed greatly since his younger years. After only a few years, he had become a completely different person. Mr. Li was a good friend of Mr. Feng. When he saw any faults in Mr. Feng, he would immediately criticize him right then and there. It did not matter to Mr. Feng whether or not Mr. Li was correct in criticizing him. He would accept all criticism from others. There is a saying, if we were at fault, we need to correct it. If we were not, we need to correct mistakes if we have made any and guard against them if we have not. We do not resent others if they have wronged us for a non-existent fault. It is good to be admonished. Actually, only those who reproach us genuinely care and look after us. We would reproach our children if they made mistakes. Why would we not admonish those of our neighbors? Therefore, although it may be an unjust accusation, still it rose out of a heart of loving kindness. Thus, we need to accept criticism willingly, to be grateful for the teaching. From the text, I told him, just as there are signs that tell of coming good fortune or misfortune, we can see that prosperity or disaster come to those who have cultivated the cause for it. Heaven will help those whose hearts are humble. You, my friend, will definitely pass the imperial examination this year. Later, he indeed passed the examination. End quote. Mr. Liao Thun told him that good fortune and misfortune could be predicted. Mr. Liao Thun had learned well. He had mastered the art of prediction from Mr. Kong. But knowing how to predict a person's fortune or misfortune is still secondary. When we end our erroneous ways and accumulate merits and virtues, we rewrite our own destiny. Thus, Mr. Feng passed the examination that year as Mr. Liao Fan had predicted. From the book, there was a young man from Shandong province named Yufeng Zhao, who passed the preliminary level of the imperial examinations before he was even 20. Unfortunately, try as he might, he could not pass the succeeding examinations. When his father was moved to Jiashan to accept another post in the government, Yufeng went with him and came to greatly admire a well-known scholar in that village named Ming U Chen. Yu Feng brought his essays to this man. He had no idea that Mr. Chen would pick up his calligraphy brush and blot out his entire essay. Not only was Yu Feng not angry, he sincerely accepted all Mr. Chen's corrections and immediately made the recommended changes. The following year, Yu Feng passed the imperial examination. End quote. When Zhou's father was working as an official in Jiashan County, he greatly admired a scholar named Ming U Chen. After Yu Feng took his own work to Mr. Chen to ask for his advice, Mr. Chen made substantial changes to his essay. Usually, when this happens to us, we feel offended and feel terrible when this happens to us. Even if our work was not that good, we would still feel it did not deserve that many corrections. Surprisingly, not only was Yu Feng not angry, he was extremely grateful and modest, for he sincerely wanted to learn from Mr. Chen. Because of his sincerity, humility, respect, and diligence, he made significant improvement and passed the imperial examination the following year. From the text. One year, I went to the capital to pay my respects to the emperor. I met a scholar named Jian Sor Xia, who had all the qualities of a great man without a trace of arrogance. I felt the intense aura of his virtue and humility all about him. When I returned home, I told my friend, "When heaven wants a person to prosper, it will first bestow him with wisdom. Such wisdom can make a pompous person honest and well-disciplined. Jian Saw is gentle, kind, and good. Surely heaven will now make him prosperous." Sure enough, when the test results came out, Jian Saw had passed the examination. End quote. It was in that year when he went to have an audience with the emperor that Mr. Liao Fan met Mr. Jian Saw Xia. He was stunned by how humble and respectful Mr. Xia was towards others. The important message in this account is that before heaven gives us good fortune, it first gives us wisdom. If we do not have wisdom, then regardless of our cultivation, we will be unable to accumulate good fortune. There is real and false good fortune.
as well as half and full, that we do not know about. If we do not understand this, we will commit serious offenses, all the while believing that our causes are commendable and meritorious. The most important point is to learn and understand what the field of merit is, so that we will know how to properly accumulate good fortune. Once we uncover our wisdom, we will naturally restrain ourselves as we become calm and dignified, kind and modest, respectful and gentle. By possessing these characteristics, Mr. Xia passed the examination. From the book. There was a scholar named Wei Yanzhang from Jiangyin who was very learned and wrote good essays. He was also very well known among scholars. One year, while taking his examination in Nanjing, he stayed at a temple. When the test results were posted, he found that he had not passed. He became furious and loudly accused the examiner of being blind for not recognizing his obvious talents. At that time, a Taoist monk stood by smiling, and Wei Yan immediately directed his anger towards him. The monk said, "The essay must not be very good." Wei Yan got even angrier and demanded how he knew it was not good when he had not even read it. The Taoist replied that he often heard people say that the most important element in writing good essays was a peaceful heart and harmonious disposition. Wei Yan's loud and angry accusations clearly showed that his mind was not at peace and his disposition was violent. How could he possibly write good essays? Wei Yan acceded to the Taoist's words and in turn asked him for his advice. End quote. The Taoist explained that he had heard that good writing only comes from a peaceful and harmonious heart. Wei Yan's bad temper and arrogance could not possibly help him to write a good essay. Fortunately, as a scholar, Wei Yan recognized this logic and realized that the Taoist was right. Thus, he had no choice but to concede. After realizing his faults, he asked the old Taoist for his advice. From this, we can see that Wei Yan was able to change once he realized that he was at fault. This is true learning, true practice. From the book. The Taoist said that whether or not one passes depends our destiny. If someone is not destined to pass, then no matter how good the paper is, he or she will still fail. End quote. This is truly understanding that destiny, that the law of cause and effect, is perfectly accurate. Passing or not passing the examination has little to do with the quality of the paper, but with destiny. It is the same with fame and prestige. Whether we become wealthy or not depends on our destiny. It has nothing to do with how we plan, with how we manage our lives. The question is, does our destiny hold fame and prestige? When someone is destined to be wealthy, it does not depend whether they are knowledgeable. They do not even have to know how to obtain wealth. They just receive the amount of money they are destined, they are supposed to receive. If we are not destined to become wealthy, then regardless of how much we plot, how much we scheme, we will fail. Today, people do not know about or believe in destiny. They think that they can commit all kinds of offenses and still obtain good results, good fortune. Where is the logic in that? Why is it that in ancient times, most people would see the results of their offenses quickly, while today we do not seem to suffer from them? Because too many people are committing too many offenses. There are too many people to receive their retribution one by one. The debts will be collected at one time. Our education, abilities, good fortune, long lives, a peaceful death, everything depends on destiny. Creating destiny is the most intelligent, the wisest thing we can do. Otherwise, if we fail to achieve this and seek what we were not meant to have, then all our time and efforts will be wasted. This would be truly sad. From the text, the Taoist concluded that Wei Yan would have to make a few changes in himself. Wei Yan asked how he could change destiny. The Taoist further explained that although the power to form our destiny lies in the heavens, the right to change it lies within us. As long as we are willing to do good deeds and to extensively cultivate hidden virtues, we will receive what we seek. End quote. if he wanted to change his destiny. He had to do just as Master Yuan Gu had taught him. Mr. Liao Fan knew that he alone could change his destiny. It is a constant that is completely extrapolated from mathematical calculations. If we break the habit of committing offenses to instead commit to perform good deeds, to accumulate merit, then we create the variables to rewrite our destinies. But if we do not correct our erroneous ways, then we will remain bound by our destiny throughout our lives. From the book, Wei Yan said that he was only a poor scholar and questioned his ability to do good deeds. The Taoist explained that practicing good deeds and accumulating hidden virtues all stem from the heart. As long as we constantly have the intent to practice goodness and accumulate virtues, our merit will be infinite and boundless. He used the example of the virtue of humility. It does not cost anything. Wei Yan should reflect within himself instead of berating the examiner for being unfair. End quote. Wei Yan said that he was a poor man. What could he do to accumulate merit? The Taoist replied that money was not necessary. More often than not, those who are poor are able to accumulate more merit than those who are wealthy. The Taoist used Wei Yan's behavior as an example, saying that his behavior just then had been very arrogant. If he could only be a little more modest, then he would be virtuous and good. To do so does not cost anything. When he did not pass the examination, he should reflect and reform within. How could he blame the examination official? It is obvious that good or bad, good fortune or misfortune, all lies in an instant of thought. From the book, Wei Yan listened to the Taoist monk and from then on suppressed his arrogant ways. Every day he put forth additional effort to do more good deeds and accumulate more merits. 3 years later, one night as he slept, he dreamt that he had entered a very tall house and saw a book that contained many names. He also saw many blank lines. He asked the person next to him what it was. The person replied that the book contained all the names of the applicants who passed the examination that year. When Wei Yan asked why there were so many blank lines, he answered that the spirits of the underworld check on the applicants every 3 years. Only the names of those who practice good deeds and are without fault are listed. The blank lines used to bear the names of those who were supposed to pass the examination, but due to their recent offenses, their names had been removed. Then the person pointed to a line and said that for the past 3 years, Wei Yan had been very careful and